father was looking for gold, and she really went into this fantasy life for about 6 months, where she was writing all these letters and doing all this research, trying to find her lost father. Well, he would be dead by now anyway, but she just imagined that he had discovered gold. And, I mean, she really went off on a kick about this, and that he might have possibly discovered gold, and she was going to try to find her long-lost father, but she never did. And she hadn't seen her father since she was 3 years old. We don't know what happened to him. And then her other relatives, they're all deceased now. But at the beginning, when my mother and father first married, my mother had an inheritance, what her aunt hadn't swindled her out of, but they lost that in the Depression. And so they went from, my father had been in the English Navy and the Merchant Marines and and had done all these things. He'd been to Morocco. He was quite a world traveler. He was a real adventurer. He had a motorcycle, and still my father, to this day, he is really quite a, you know, a man about town. He's really busy. He has gray hair, but and he's in, he's 76 years old, but he's still going strong. And he painted all these paintings in here, and he wins first prizes and everything. But my mother has black hair, French black hair, and the black eyes. And I have two sisters who have this French black hair and black eyes. And then I have another sister and myself who have blue eyes and brown hair, like my father, from my father's side of the family. But my mother is in her 70s. She would be, I guess, around 73. She doesn't have any gray hair at all, which is typical of the, you know,
she
the
got
French
a little.
Trail. Well, maybe one or two, but someone in their 70s to have all this, you know, black hair.
That's great. Do you know what part of England your father's from?
Portsmouth, where the ships would go out, the seaport. And it's supposed to be, I think, where the Mayflower left to come over to the United States. And we have photographs of it. And his father, which is quite interesting, was a sea captain, a commercial sea captain. And he would go off for perhaps 2 years at a time and not come home. And my father says he remembers his mother would play the piano, and I'm supposed to be the reincarnation of his mother. This is what everyone says, because they have photographs of her, and I paint and write poetry and stuff like that. And she was supposed to be a real kind of a weirdo creative guy, and I'm supposed to be the reincarnation of his mother. That's what everybody says, because I'm kind of strange in my ways, you know. I run around and you know, with a scarf on my head and that kind of stuff. But now Roddy and my other daughter too, I would say in our family they had been exposed perhaps more so than other children to say things like classical music. And because I play Tchaikovsky and Chopin and Beethoven all the time. When they were little children and we had a smaller house, I would put them to bed at night and I would go in and relax and put Beethoven on or something like that. And I didn't really notice they were listening to it until one night I didn't do it. And one of them called out and said, "Mother, where's the music?" And they've just been brought up as this is a background for their life, to have this classical music or light classical or just some kind of music in the background. I mean, like when you leave, probably the first thing I'll do will be go over and put a record on or turn the stereo on, something like that. And they're used to having their parents, well, not my husband so much, but they're used to having me